State Senator Fred Risser says the bill would strengthen the institution of marriage and end the legal discrimination he says gay and lesbian couples face now in the state.
Anytime you encourage people who love each other to be together and take care of each other and go through life together, I think that's helpful to society. And it does not interfere with anyone else's rights at all. This is a civil rights issue.
The bill is similar to one already being considered in about a dozen other states. It would define the word spouse as anyone who is legally married to another person of the same or opposite sex. It also replaces the words husband and wife with the word spouse in all state statutes that cover legal marriage rights. Everything from child custody laws to the right to buy a joint fishing license. State Representative Mark Pocan is the bill's co-sponsor.
There's several hundred provisions within state statute that are affected by marriage laws. And we're saying that should be about equality for all people.
Pocan says the bill is unlikely to pass this session, but he predicts it will attract wide support. Debate on a proposal that would ban gay marriage in Wisconsin begins this week, too, with hearings on a constitutional amendment that would define marriage as between only one man and one woman. Julaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Research Council says there's much more statewide support for codifying traditional heterosexual marriage than there is for legalizing same-sex marriage.
I think most of the people will say, no, this is what we want. We want the constitutional amendment to protect marriage. We aren't interested in a bill that will do just the opposite.
Appling says opening the door to gay marriage would lead eventually to legalizing polygamy. But Representative Pocan says Wisconsin, like all other states, has laws against multiple marriages. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.